This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
He'll have his first court appearance today. The Massachusetts Air National Guard member who was arrested yesterday, accused in a leak of classified military documents. 21-year-old Jack Teixeira is an IT specialist. AP correspondent Noman Merchant.
Teixeira was serving in the Guard for a couple of years and is alleged to have posted on an internet chat room months of documents that have U.S. secrets about military readiness in Ukraine and what the U.S. is doing to collect intelligence on allies and foes alike.
Congressman Mike Turner, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, is promising to look at why this happened, why it went unnoticed for weeks, he says, and how to prevent future leaks. Abortion rights groups call it extreme. The bill Florida Governor Ron DeSantis just signed into law, it bans abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The AP's Donna Warder.
The Republican-dominated Florida legislature approved the ban on Thursday, and DeSantis signed the proposal into law later in the day. The 6-week abortion ban will take effect only if the state's current 15-week ban is upheld in an ongoing legal challenge that's before the state Supreme Court. The ban does contain some exceptions, including to save the woman's life, and drug-induced abortions could be dispensed only in person or by a physician. I'm Donna Warder.
Parts of South Florida are trying to clean up after that brutal storm that dumped about 2 feet of rain in a matter of hours. Airlines were forced to cancel or change some flights. Road and rail travel was affected, too. In South Korea, a bus carrying Israeli tourists fell over, killing one woman and injuring 34 other people. China says it will not sell weapons to either side in the war in Ukraine. The U.S. has been concerned. This is AP News. Now to Russia and war games. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this story.
The entire Russian Pacific Fleet has been put on high alert for snap drills that will involve practice missile launches. The massive show of force comes amid the tensions with the West over the fighting in Ukraine. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu says the goal of the war games is to test Russian military's capability to mount a response to aggression. Shoigu says the scenario envisages a response to an adversary's attempt to make a landing on Sakhalin Island and the southern Kuril Islands. Japan asserts territorial rights to these islands, which it calls the Northern Territories. The Soviet Union took them in the final days of World War II, and the dispute has kept the countries from signing a peace treaty formally, ending their hostilities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow rose 383 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.